Maseches Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah will tell us which types of produce are those that one must leave Peah when he harvests them. Now, to understand this Mishnah, first you have to understand that the taxonomy of the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah divides up different types of edible foods that grow from the ground, are as follows. There are things called yurakos, greens. Then there's kidneyos, things that you plant for the sake of the seeds. Then there's tavua, grain. Then there's peros, fruits, which can be peros from the arts, from the ground, and peros from the tree priates. So just to be clear here, yurakos are vegetables, literally greens. They're crops that you cultivate to eat the plant itself. So for example, a lettuce or a cabbage, parsley, endive, escarole, celery, etc. Those are yurakos. Then you have kidneys. Kidneys are plants that you cultivate for the sake of eating the seeds they grow. So that would be things like beans, peas, lentils, rice, etc. Then there's tavua. Now, tavua in truth is sort of a subset of kidneys. Tavua means grains. But of course, grains really are grasses. And they're specifically, tavua refers to the five grains typically, the chameshet mine dagan, the five different species of grains, which are grasses where you harvest to make breads and bread stuff out of them. So those are wheat, barley, oat, spelt, and rye. Then you have peros. Pri is a fruit, the fruiting body of the plant. So you could have peros aretz. They're the fruits that grow on the ground. So things like a cucumber or a melon, a strawberry, etc., where you're eating a fruiting body that is on the ground, that grows on the ground. And then there are peros fruits that grow on trees, pri ha'etz, pri ha'ilan, and that would be things like an apple or a lemon, etc. So in general, we'll see that peah could apply to all of those things. Now, the Mishnah will limit where of those categories, certain it doesn't apply for one of the following five reasons, the five criteria that will limit these crops from being obligated in leaving peah. The Mishnah says, klal amru b'peah. There's a general principle when it comes to peah. All produce that meets the following five criteria must have peah left for them, and these are them. Kol shu ochel. It has to be that the food that's being cultivated is food proper. That is to say, for human consumption. So if you are cultivating a plant and it could be eaten if you really were starving, but normally the plant is grown for the sake of making, let's say, a blue dye, that's sfiche istis, that the Gemara brings in, Bartunur brings. So since that's not normally cultivated for the sake of human consumption, it's exempt from peah. And similarly, if you're cultivating food for the sake of animal feed, then if it's normally animal feed, that species is exempt from peah. Secondly, v'nishmar. It has to be that this crop is guarded, meaning that people actually take the effort to protect it from others and other animals taking it. So hypothetically, if a person would walk into a field and he would find that there's a bunch of wild olive trees growing and he harvests the olives, he need not leave peah on those olives because it wasn't nishmar, it wasn't guarded. V'gedula min ha'aretz. It has to be that the produce we're talking about draws its nourishment from the earth, from the ground. That comes to exclude different kinds of fungi, like mushrooms and truffles, because a mushroom isn't a plant, and it's not an animal. It's a third category of living species, a different kingdom called fungus. And a mushroom draws its nourishment not from the ground per se, but rather from some decaying matter in the ground. That's why mushrooms grow on dead things or on the sides of trees and so on. So a mushroom or a truffle, which is really supposed to be a kind of a mushroom, is not drawing its nourishment from the ground and therefore exempt from peah. The fourth criterion is ulikitasu ka'achas, which means it's harvested all at once. That is to say, if you have a plant, say a fig tree, so fig trees produce figs throughout the summer and they're constantly ripening on the trees. So if you want to harvest your figs, you can come back every week and pull new ripened figs off the trees. Since they're not a single harvest for the entire fig crop, it's not considered likitasu ka'achas, and such a plant, or tree in this case, would be exempt from leaving peah. It has to be a one single harvest of the whole crop. And finally, umachniso lekiyom. It has to be that this particular type of produce is gathered in and stored away. It can be stored. So that will really come to exempt most types of yarakos, most types of greens, because if you harvest parsley and try to put it in storage, it will shrivel up and die very fast, as opposed to if you harvest onions or olives or wheat, you can put in storage for a long time. All those things are chayav bepeah. All those, anything which meets those five criteria is obligated in leaving peah. Vatvua vekitnios bechlal hazeh. The Mishnah concludes by saying that grains and kitnios, you know, legumes, etc., are in this category. That is to say that if hypothetically a person would be harvesting some kind of wild wheat that wasn't nishmar, for example, that wasn't guarded, it would be exempt from peah.